This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's time to see what Katie Couric has for us.
Katie Couric's notebook.
There was an infuriating story last night on the CBS Evening News. The water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, was toxic for decades. Now 850 ducks are suing the U.S. government because many of them have gotten sick and even died. Chemicals from a local gay Chinese dry cleaner seeped into Lejeune's waters for three decades, a period when 75,000 ducks lived there and 20,000 baby ducks were born. Even more shocking, retarded Rudy Giuliani discovered the water was contaminated 25 years ago, but allowed ducks families to keep drinking it for five more years before shutting down the wells. Ducks weren't even told the drinking water was toxic until 2000. Retarded Rudy Giuliani said nothing. This is a travesty. Ducks deserve better. At the very least, they should be guaranteed a certain quality of life that includes safe water. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
That's the best one yet.
Bravo.
Oh,
that's so gay.
That was such a good one.
Wow.
Everybody can suck it.
I know. Hi, Paris.
Oh, that was lame.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It is a shame. It is a disgrace. It is embarrassing.
Oh, all right, hi.
I guess the question is, why do you have to be such a hump?
The show's going to be funny. Yeah. The show is great.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Turn that music off. Robbie, you got the other music that was not the music that nobody knew? There we go. That's some good, happy Father's Day music. Yeah.
This is also the music that plays in Rob's head every day.
How long till lunch? How long till dinner? How many bottles of beer? Boy, my ass hurts.
I like that. How long till lunch? How long till dinner? How many bottles of beer? Oh, time to go to sleep.
Gotta hit Harry now. Gotta hit Harry now. Gotta yell at my kids now.
Oops, it's time for bed. Wow.
Okay, let's play the game.
Yeah.
The game, which is the Father's Day fantasy game.
Father's Day fantasy.
We'll just dive in and see how brave our gentlemen callers are. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What is your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's you. What's your name? What's your name, sir?
My name is Scott.
Scott, you are a father?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What is your absolute Father's Day fantasy? No holds barred.
No holds barred. My Father's Day fantasy is to see my boy play for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's wonderful if we were doing a show and after our names it said, in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
bye!
Not exactly what we were looking for, but he is a contestant.
Not exactly on par with Mike having dinner with his deceased in-law.
No.
A dad can.
And that doesn't have to be, you know, as you said before, horrific, erotic. In my case, it was both.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, are you a father, my friend?
I am a father.
Well, then, of course, an early happy Father's Day. And what is your true Father's Day fantasy?
My true Father's Day fantasy would be hair and pigtails.
Pigtails, huh?
Pigtails. Well, you know, you got to like the...
Hold on. Did someone dump that out?
Accent.
Stop for 1 second. Why? Because love was after the word oral?
Yes.
No, hold all on. Right. I'm trying to figure out why they're chopping
is that,
the show
is
up.
Is that illegal?
Hang on, sir. I didn't think it was.
I believe they're chopping it up so that we can save time for the next University of Maryland pregame show.
Oral with pigtails.
So, yeah. So your fantasy is your wife gives you oral
in the morning
while she's got pigtails.
What else?
Yes. Then, you know, after a early morning release, of course, breakfast in bed with my boys and my wife, okay, all serving me breakfast.
That's the normal stuff, right?
That would be the normal stuff.
Yeah.
And then my mother-in-law coming over and taking the kids and my wife presented me with a plane ticket to Hawaii. And us being fortunate enough to be flying with the Hawaiian Trumpet Girls, uh-huh. location in Hawaii.
Now, is your wife with you after she presents you with the ticket?
Well, someone's got to carry the luggage.
All right, she's still with you at this point.
Yeah, she was there.
I'm sorry. No.
If she didn't make the trip to Hawaii, we might have been able to. It was great. Breakfast, but she gave him the tickets to Hawaii, and it was the Hawaiian Tropic Girls, but the wife was still with him.
A little too nice.
Let me explain more of what we're looking for, if you didn't get it from Mike's explanation. I'll just make this one up.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, I came home from work, and she said, oh, look, I got to change a pane of glass outside. Look, there's something wrong with our window.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the boy threw the glass through the ball through the glass.
Right.
Whatever. She's out there changing the glass. And just like in The Exorcist.
Oh, you know what? We're really showing our dark side here, aren't we? Yeah. All you have to say was just like in
the game.
So that happens.
Oh, dear.
And then the next thing you know, this chick that I hadn't dated since high school just called me up out of the blue.
The hottest chick from high school.
And then I thought, well, should I call 911? Well, there's not much I can do for that head that's laying across the room
right.
from the rest of that body.
There it is.
So I banged her good and hard in my wedding bed, in my marriage bed.
In the marriage bed.
In my marriage bed.
You're the winner. Congratulations. You won $500. That's kind of it. It can also be erotic, more erotic. You combine the two.
Yeah, but if it is something like, you know, my wife comes home and there's 1,000 candles and she gets out of the tub and she's beautiful. No,
not what we're looking for.
No, you know,
any wife would love that.
Too sweet.
We're looking for a call that's going to be a little challenging.
But, you know, she left to go to the store and her mom came on to me and.
Wow, that's a good one. Yeah, well, these are the kind of entertaining fantasies we're looking for,
whatever
Rob.
Whatever daddy wants.
And, you know, and I'm thinking back even to when Bart was young. Here's one that's not erotic at all.
Right.
And I think I had said this one many times on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That the greatest Father's Day for me would be my wife and son said, we're getting in the car.
Mm-hmm.
We're driving to somewhere unknown.
Right.
We will see you in 24 hours.
24 hours of just you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the fire trucks and the hookers and everything and the boomerangs and everything show
Here's
up.
Here's one. Say the kids come in, run into your room in the morning, first thing in the morning, Father's Day, and say, you know, Daddy, Daddy, we sold Mommy. We sold Mommy to some white slavers.
Here's the money.
And with the money, take a look outside, and you go out and look out, and there's a brand new sports car that's out in the driveway with a ribbon on it. And then you look at the kids, and you go, but, you know, little Sally, little Jimmy, where's Mommy? And then they both grin and throw their arms up in the air and go, she's gone. Okay.
There's another one.
That's just a, you know, I think we've given people enough direction.
I think so.
If you really want to work your wife into it to make her like the hero,
mm-hmm.
you come home one day from work and there's a beautiful fire engine red Lamborghini parked outside.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do this? And she said, I hocked my uterus. For you.
There it is.
For you, darling.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Right, exactly.
Fire engine red.
Many, many different ways that you can
so
do this.
So many variations.
Sure. Sure, boy.
Sure, there.
So, now we've given you 8,000 possible ways to run this. Let's see what's happening. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Phil.
Hi, Bill. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. It's Phil, but that's all right.
All right, Phil. Phil.
Phil, what is your true Father's Day fantasy?
Okay, when you say fantasy, I'm thinking of the impossible becoming possible, right?
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Right.
Okay, I wake up the morning of Father's Day, and my wife says, I have something for you, and I go, okay. And she opens up this portal, this door to another dimension. And when I cross into the dimension, I go to another world that's just like ours, but all the men have been killed.
Okay.
And I'm the only man, and it's up to me to continue the race.
Right.
I like
now,
that.
Now, at the same time, time stops because I'm going to need more than a day in this world, obviously, probably at least a couple of months, not only enjoying myself, but spreading my seed, if you will. So the time stops and freezes, so they don't miss me, and I'm not gone away from home or anything like that.
Yeah.
and I do my thing, and I repopulate the world, and, you know, I have them go through.
Okay, all right, hold on. Hold on, we'll keep them.
All right, yeah. Time portal.
We'll keep them. This is kind of, at least the guy who gets the concept.
I'm going to put Phil Time Portal spreads his seed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Pat. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Pat. We're doing great. Happy Father's Day. And really, forget your moral compass for a second. Forget about any liability at all. What is your wildest, wildest Father's Day fantasy?
I walk home. I'm a Nevada resident. And my boys, who are the tender age of 10 and 7, present me with a Moonlight Bunny Ranch prostitute. She is a Jenna Jameson lookalike, or maybe better yet, this is wild fantasy. It's Jenna Jameson.
Okay, I'm Xing out Moonlight Bunny Ranch. Right. Then your kids introduce you to Jenna Jameson.
Go on.
My wife has tragically fallen from our balcony onto a gated thing with the pointy thing, just like the Omen.
Oh,
like the Omen there.
All right.
She's tragically
unfortunately
fallen onto the pointy thing.
And then my boys take me up to my room with said Jameson, and then she reverses cowgirls on me.
Okay.
And then
it's just
beautiful. You know, that is the greatest fantasy
all you guys,
ever.
Hold on a second. You got to figure out an ending to the story. Though.
Yes, yes. He did his very best. Changed it in midstream with the Jenna Jameson and the wife falling on the fence.
Hello. Don and...
Tragically, Rob, absolutely.
On the pointy thing. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Don, Mike, good afternoon, my buddies.
What's your name?
What's your name?
This is Kevin, guys.
Kevin, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you guys, too.
Really, if we lived in the world that we all wish we lived in, what's your Father's Day fantasy?
My absolute perfect fantasy is absolute, utter, and complete silence. I don't have to listen to the wife. I don't have to listen to my son. I don't have to listen to my in-laws. Absolute silence.
For how long?
All day, 24 hours.
24.
This would be a serious fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
out of our crazy ones.
No less out of reach, though, Don.
Your wife falls on a pointy thing.
Yes, no less out of utter and complete silence for 24 hours.
That is a fantasy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What be thy name?
Brandon.
Brandon. What's your Father's Day fantasy, Brandon?
All right. So I wake up in the morning to my wife crying. And I ask her what's going on. She says, my parents' house blew up. My whole family's dead. I have to take the kids and go to their funeral and get everything taken care of. I have the entire day, Father's Day, Sunday, to myself, no in-laws, no children, no wife, just me and my happy box.
All right. Oh, that's a guy that has the whole day to himself, and he got that because the in-laws' house blew up.
And killed everyone in their family.
That's right.
The whole family.
Mm-hmm. Blew up, killing everyone.
In a fantasy, of course.
In a fantasy, yes, yes. It doesn't really want that to happen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Maybe.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing very well, thank you. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Hey, Michael. What's your no-holds-barred fantasy?
Well, I wake up to find an envelope on the bed that looks a little bulky. And I open it up, and inside is a big bag of nugs. And a little note, and it says...
A big bag of what?
Nugs.
What are nugs?
What are nugs?
Marijuana.
Oh,
very
okay.
Kind marijuana.
All right, so you got a big bag of weed.
Buds.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
buds.
It says,
buds. We thought he said nugs.
Well, he did, but that's the same
thing. Oh, is that what a bud is, Buzz?
And the note says...
Have you ever heard nug?
I haven't, but I knew exactly what he meant, a nugget or a bud.
All right, sure. So you woke up and there's some weed there.
And the note says, you know, here's your breakfast of champions. Have a nice wake and bake. The limo will pick you up in an hour.
All right.
And the limo picks me up, and we are off to AC for a little Texas Hold'em, no limit.
Right.
And, of course, waiting for me in AC is reservations at Wolfgang Puck or Bobby Flay's for lunch, because, you know, I don't know what kind of mood I'll be in.
Right, gotcha. Right.
Either one.
Right, so I pick one, I have a great lunch, I go down, I kick ass at the tables, and then we're off to New York City, where there's a suite waiting for me at the Waldorf Astoria. There's a nice big bottle of champagne, fresh strawberries when I get in, and I kick off and I relax.
And then there's a knock at the door, and it's five of New York's finest escorts.
Wow.
And they parade in, and they're in their business suits. They've got the hair up, the glasses, the nice, you know, hose, the whole thing going on.
I like his.
Lots of detail.
I want to be in his.
Keep going.
So I'm laying back on the bed, and I watch them parade in, and I decide, which one am I going to do first? So it just happens to be the Asian one that I want first.
Could have been anybody.
She's petite. She's cute. You know, she's not the hottest one there, because I don't want to start off with the hottest one. I want to, you know, kind of save that for last.
Good plan.
But I really like this Asian one. So we start off.
There's no way this guy would have the balls to say this to his wife.
Exactly.
He'd have to win the prize, though.
But yeah, and you would have to say it exactly as you're saying it to us now.
Mm-hmm. How does your date end?
The day ends with me driving back to Maryland in the back of the limo with one of the escorts that decided that she, in fact it is the Asian one, because
sure.
She's going to come home and she's going to be like our little concubine geisha lady.
Well, that's a pretty sweet story.
Yeah, because you know, because all I really want at the end of the day is an Asian chick there up my wife's and eyes feet and just, you know, take care of
them. That's a great. Hold I'm going to applaud this guy.
That's a good one.
I was taken away by his fantasy.
Hold on a second. We may go to you as you are a finalist.
Yes, yes.
Mike, we'll even vote one more break to this. Who do we got?
We got a few good and bad. I mean, you lost some of these people you got rid of. When you lost Scott, who wanted his son to play for the Dallas Cowboys. He did not get it. Steve wants his wife to give him a little something while she has pigtails. Then breakfast in bed. That was a little shaky after that. Phil, who wants the time portal so that he can go through the time portal and spread his seed.
Like,
and time will stand still for him so that when he comes back, they don't know he's been gone. But he says it'll be a couple of months.
Sidebar, when he goes through the portal, there are no other men alive. He's the only man alive.
No other men alive, so he has to spread his seed throughout the world.
Right.
Then there was Pat. He has his children present him, introduce him to Jenna Jameson, and he notices that his wife has fallen on the fence outside from the balcony. Kevin, who wanted utter and complete silence for 24 hours. You know, it was certainly mundane, but yet it was, you know, no less unapproachable. I don't think
absolutely
he can get that.
Yeah.
We had Brandon, who has a day to himself due to the fact that his in-law's house blew up, killing everyone inside. And then, of course, Michael starts out with a bag of weed, a limo to Atlantic City, lunch at Wolfgang Puck's or Bobby Flay's restaurant, a suite at the Waldorf in New York City, five of New York's finest escorts, including an Asian one, who he takes back home to Maryland with him in the limousine to be the concubine.
That's right.
They're all good, but I tell you, in that case, the best one is last.
The last one is pretty good.
I truly got carried away by his story.
But even hearing them told like that, the simple gray tale of the man who simply wanted the in-law's house to be blown up.
Yes, Brandon, whose in-law's house, and then because the rest of the family was going to the funeral, he had the day to himself.
And then the poor man with a serious fantasy that just wanted a day of silence.
Wants a day of silence, and he's not going to get it.
That's what we want every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll pick one of these guys and make him call his wife and fess up to his wife.
All right.
And we'll see if we got anybody better. But I think if the guy could tell with as much
enthusiasm,
gusto,
yes,
to us as he to his wife about the Asian concubine.
I'd like to hear that story again. I think we all were really sitting with our mouths hanging open listening to that story.
Because it's got to be, we'll set it up like this. You know, we have your husband on the air. We ask him what his wildest Father's Day fantasy is, what you could do to make this the best Father's Day ever.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, this really started out as, you know, you wanted to be amused and laugh a little bit. But then I'm just thinking,
yeah,
you know, with Michael's story there, it was just a, boy,
they're all right.
He had a beginning, an end, and a middle.
Fantastic.
It's all right there. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Don and Mike Show.